I'm done, bro. Wait, where you going? To watch the Full 94 podcast. Can't watch that without me. Wait up, bro. You know Full 94 is my favorite show.
Winning.
A winner, the champ, the best, we are all of them. Cause we went right and not left and not followed them. Sobriety tests, I am walking up in line. Added the sex and the drugs, but couldn't subtract my mind. They all wanted me dead. I was chilling in the cut, then I transformed like I'm best friends with Shia LaBeouf. See, I've been a winner, check it, and I ain't even firing. Church time's God, I'm a product of my environment. We are winners, losers come with me. Never letting flesh envy, we don't worry about the money, the sex, the cars, the clothes, now watch reality unfold like, we winning it here, yeah, we winning it here.
What's going on? Out here in the streets, and you know what I mean, 494 here on MTMV Sports, you know what it is? Got the team here with me. Sports Talk with Sifa. How you doing, C?
I'm okay. Yeah. I'm tired. Facts. I'm really tired. Right. I have a migraine. So I'm still here with y'all. Had to come see y'all before I head out for a few weeks. So, but I'm alive.
I know. It's crazy. Wildress, what's up, baby? How you feeling, bro?
I'm here, man. I'm tired.
It's one of those Mondays.
Yo, it is. It really is one of those Mondays, man. And then I've been arguing. Shout out to Jude because he studied. I've been arguing with Julius all weekend about his NBA agendas and his conversations because he constantly posting nonsense. So I'm a little burnt out. I can talk a little common sense with y'all because y'all left me in the group chat defending for myself.
We definitely did, and I do apologize about that.
What's up, Ma?
What's going
hope
on?
Hope you enjoyed your birthday weekend, Ma. Hope it was lovely.
Big facts.
I posted a picture of my mom on Facebook this weekend. Someone was like, "Oh, that's your older sister? Yo, don't play with me, dog. Don't play with me, fam. Don't flirt with my mom's B. She's not an auntie."
I think it's super dope, especially what we out here got going on, man. A lot to talk about. Obviously, coming off of All-Star Weekend, games getting back up. The NBA is back in full effect, and we're talking about what is the rest. I'm sorry, I can see what was coming.
Nah, you ain't no don't hate. It's all fun and games until I run somebody to fade or something happens.
I love it. Right? I'm just looking at what I tell you. Know what I mean?
She's old, so she don't need none of that love. So y'all stay where y'all at, man. Fata, hurt somebody.
We got you, mom. It's straight. No worries. Look. This is my question to you. Mm-hmm. We talk about everything happening. We talk about the war. We talked about Warriors. Julius has had a definite effect on what the Warriors could possibly be doing into the playoffs. Shout out to my homie. You know what I mean? And shout out to Jude before we move any further in the show. He is currently studying to be a lawyer. He got a midterm tomorrow or oral argument he's talking about. So I need options.
Stop showing her comments, man.
Stop showing her comments.
Shout out to
big homie, man. So much love and good luck on that midterm tomorrow, dog. Kill it. But this is the question.
I'm gonna need a lawyer as soon as we blow up this way because I feel
big facts. This is the fact. This is the question because Jew is obviously he's been on here, he's been recorded. Like, look, I don't think they're gonna make the playoffs. I think this may be the year they don't do it. Now we're looking at a team that has been 11-5 since Draymond's been back, leads the NBA in points, rebounds and assists per game. Are we watching the coronation? Like, are we getting ready to see a deep playoff run from the Golden State Warriors? Like, we know what they're doing, we know what they've been doing. And what is the real effect? I want to see that of Draymond Green. He's got a lot of criticism over the last few months about how he operates. He's got criticism from me where I feel like this stuff to me just isn't necessary on the basketball court. We're not going to play it off like you didn't really mean to kick him in the groin or like you didn't mean to throw your arms back. Bro, that was all.
I just have to say this because on January 6th, 2024, when I text said Draymond is back, Miles' reaction was, so? You laughed at it. Jew thumbs it up. And here we are, February 26th. 2024, and we are talking about Draymond's impact.
Hold up, pause, because I also was the only one out of the four of us who said that the Warriors was going to make a run. Now, you laughed at that.
I did laugh at that, but I always said you can never count the Warriors out.
Yeah, that's facts.
Ever.
Yeah, but you counted them out though when they was down in the basement with the Trailblazers and DeAndre Ayton.
They're in the ninth seed.
They're right behind the Lakers now.
And they are coming. You can never count the Warriors out. And it was so good to see Klay get that 26 points in the first quarter. I mean, first half, excuse me. Ooh, let me correct my words.
I love that. Yeah. 21 in 9 minutes. And yeah, 23 by the half. Only thing about it is he finished with 23. So like Denver clamped down. But the big thing about Draymond coming back that we got to talk about is the effect that he's having on Jonathan Kuminga.
Kuminga. Woo! Career high in points.
They're 10-3. He's averaging what 18-5-4 off 57% shooting. Like Kuminga's really stepping into what he's becoming. I'm not really sold yet on Pat Mizicki? How you say dude name? I don't want to butcher his name because he's a good fit. And I get like Steve wanting to bring Klay off the bench because Klay is a spark. But he doesn't have the shot that Klay does, which eventually in the playoffs, you probably going to have to transition him out or almost to a certain point where he starts the games, yeah, but just barely. But Steve said today that when Chris Paul comes back, Chris is going to play Curry's minutes, and then he's possibly going to play minutes with Curry also.
Yeah, and I think we tend to forget that Chris Paul is sitting there on the bench. Like, no matter where he is or what he's doing or how old he is, how much money he's still taking from the NBA, like, he's still going to be effective on the basketball court. I think that's the biggest thing. So that's interesting, too. See, what were you about to say?
I just think that not only him coming back, but him being off and being suspended as well has helped the team with their depth. Has helped the team be able to actually play together without an air or without drama or without any type of Draymond ways to get in the way. Like, I feel like Kuminga has been able to be coached harder. Kuminga has been able to get through the mistake that he has made on the court without, getting substituted out. He has been able to work through those mistakes because who else do they have to go through? So, and however, I can't really say his name. I think he definitely doesn't have a shot like Klay, but I just think because he's younger, he does the little things as going after 50 balls and do the little things that Klay necessarily won't do.
Yeah.
Take charges, and those the same thing. That he won't do. I didn't say he can't. It's just in certain times that I'm not saying that Klay won't. He'll do it in certain times, but maybe not in the first quarter of the game, he won't do it. I mean, if the game's on the line, he will do it.
You mid 30s, four rings, you taking a charge with?
Why not?
I'll see Klay doing it.
I mean,
he'd be the main one talking about four rings.
Confidence has slightly been lost, but him coming off the bench is dope. I think ultimately the Warriors might.
I would think that will help. Him coming off the bench is him going to get his shot back.
But to a certain point, man, they're taking advantage because they know that he wants to stay. But it's like, you still got to respect that man. And the way Steve handled it in the beginning, I wasn't a fan of it.
So tell me this. This is the real question we got to ask, right? When it comes to this type of stuff, when it comes to Draymond, can we trust it? Yeah. Can we trust that he's gonna stay on the court and not do something crazy, throw an elbow with a bad acting job trying to get an Oscar, like? What are we really looking like? Does your deep playoff run, or are you going, let's say they finish the season 20-5, they win their next, 15 games or whatever, and they go into the playoffs in the number 5 or 4 seed, Like, what does that look like? Can you trust Draymond to not do something crazy and get suspended in the middle of a game, in the middle of a series?
you really don't have a choice. Yeah. Number one, because of the simple fact of what Draymond means to the team. When somebody asked me to describe Draymond, and what I said was he was Vernon Maxwell meets Dennis Rodman, like Ben Wallace almost to a certain extent.
That's a lot.
Like Vernon Maxwell could give you those spurts to where he could be an offensive weapon. Dennis Rodman, you had to keep him on the floor no matter what, because even though he did stupid stuff, Dennis would get you a defensive stop or a rebound, or he might hit a free throw every once in a while. Now, I said every once in a while, so don't make this one go viral. Don't do that to me. But
clipping
Draymond is a perfect storm that, honestly, the Warriors probably need. Like, they need somebody who's willing to punch people in the mouth. We don't want him to punch people in the mouth, but he need to be like, you know, Xavier McDaniel was back in the day when he wanted to do it.
So everybody need a dog.
Yeah, man. Everybody,
Draymond is the pit bull of dogs.
He is the pit bull, but I think this time around he's actually taken accountability for his actions and what they caused within his team. Like I feel like, and he actually meant, like, he know what he's done to his team. I feel like he knows the type of position he put the Warriors in with him being suspended and what it has done for his team. So I just think that this time around, I'm not saying he's not going to stop being Draymond, but he's going to do it to a level where he's not going to jeopardize his team again and put them in a position where he has to be gone and they need him.
Plus, he's from Detroit. He don't put lotion on, so they already know he's crazy. Look at him for people who going to fight somebody who got, like, that white stuff that be on the side of their mouth.
You stupid, bro. I'm not doing this with you, right?
I'm lying?
But this
if you play a street ball on the court, yo, you see Draymond in some torn shorts and running up and down the court, how he running, and he cussing you out, and he got the white stuff on the side of his mouth, but he a dog. You don't want to fight him. You gotta pick up a brick and fight him. That's like Buddy from White Man Can't Jump, when he's like, I'm gonna go to my car and I'm kidding everybody. That's a great money team. You don't want that. So it's perfect for that.
And I think Kuminga's just gonna get better as each game goes on and putting in tight positions and you know, him having to continue to work through it and Steve not taking him out.
So okay, so before we move on, because I know we gotta move on to the next name, where do the Warriors finish?
Ooh, that's good. About that. Oh, let's
look. They're what? They're nine right now?
Yeah. Yeah. Nine or ten?
No, they're nine because I think they went over the Lakers. Or wait.
I'm looking right now.
Because they lost yesterday.
They are in 10th. We're in 9th.
10th. Okay. No, because I mean, well, before the game they were. So.
But they're 2 games behind the Lakers. 4 games behind the Mavs. And 5 games away from 6 and 7.
Who's 5 and 6?
Sacramento and Phoenix.
Sacramento's 5 or 6?
5.
I think they can catch
barely.
I think they can catch Sacramento, but
I think
they got to be near perfect to do it.
Are we under the assumption Minnesota, OKC, Denver, and LAC are them top 4 spots? They locked.
Yeah.
Yes.
We can lock that up. All right.
Yeah. Well, where's Phoenix at in comparison to the top
4? Phoenix is 6.
3 games out.
I don't know. I mean, Phoenix might.
They look good last night. I was kind of mad.
Brad's still struggling with nothing. So
did we get Drew's comments? I just realized he got comments over there.
I don't know. I mean, with the way the Kings is playing, I don't know. They just can't. The way they're missing free throws is.
So put it like this: they are 10 games out of first.
I think the Warriors have an opportunity if they keep playing how they're playing in that new death lineup. They have an opportunity to leapfrog.
For sure.
Because the Lakers are good, but the Lakers are only going to go as far as Bron goes, and he's not the same age anymore. So it's like if it's a game 80 doesn't show up, we've seen them literally lose games because Darvin Ham got Torian Prince shooting 12 three-pointers a game. So between the Lakers and the Warriors, I see them moving up. I mean, I see the Mavs kind of teeter-tottering, but I think the Kings are going to drop.
The Kings are definitely going to drop.
They're going to drop?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Really?
They're just not playing. Oh,
They're not playing consistently, and they don't have that cohesiveness that we're used to seeing with the Kings.
It's like they got away from what they was doing.
Yeah, and they just can't make a free throw.
Yeah, I mean, I like Zach. I'm still in the old, like, I don't know if we're switching yet. We're going from old guard to new guard. And to be honest with you, I don't know who the new guard is. Are we talking? It's really Denver to me. Like, Paul George and Kawhi are part of the old guard in my mind. I think Minnesota, OKC, and Denver are probably the new guard. But obviously, because Jamal Murray gets, you know, a couple seasons off because of injury, and then Jokic kind of takes over the league. You know, back to back.
And he be balling, yo. Jamal Murray be balling, yo.
He just passed LeBron for triple doubles in totality. Oh,
they just lost.
They just lost to the Pacers.
I'm tired of arguing with you. Don't you get no more comments from Julius up here. Julius gonna stay.
The Mavs are 7 games out of first. I think the same things will be good, man. But we can have a conversation. We'll make sure to bring this back Eastern Conference. Oh, with you on it too, for sure.
Let it be known, I don't think Minnesota or OKC wants to see whoever comes out of the
on the eighth place.
I don't know if they want to see them in the play-in because, yeah, they've done great during the regular season, but, yeah, that's a different beast.
Do you want to see – okay, this is a question, then we'll move on. Minnesota, OKC, do they want to see Golden State or the Lakers in the first round?
No.
I think OKC.
I think Shea has no fear.
Shea definitely has no fear.
It's a full of young guns. Like, if we were going to lose,
Shea has no fear, but his other teammates, I don't know.
See, and that's the thing. With Shea, with Minnesota is like, I don't know, because Minnesota would like drub the Clippers, and then like lose to the Trailblazers. So it's just an uncertainty. But I think when you have that playoff pedigree, like you know, you get LeBron and you get Steph in the playoffs. All bets is off. If AD is clicking in the playoffs, all bets is off. For sure. You know, if Klay fits into this role already and Mans is averaging like 20-something off the bench and you get that in the playoffs, I think it's a scary series for 1 and 2. Not to say they won't win, but the West is up in the air.
I feel it.
Yeah.
Let's get to it. As we're talking about Minnesota and OKC and go to the Eastern Conference, these top teams, the Celtics, Cavs, Bucks, like, who got next? Who is the next face of the league? Now, this conversation has been on Bleacher Report, on ESPN, and this whole thing to me is that a conversation. What's really pointed us in the right direction, to me, is the conversation that Rich Paul had about this being the face of the league. Like, are you ready to be able to answer every question, go to every interview and deal with the criticism and have to be under a microscope 24/7, because that's what the face of the league has to do. And that's what LeBron has kind of done all these years. It's what Steph has done all these years. Kevin kind of in the same light with the boardroom and everything. Like, he's given access to all of that. What are we looking like in terms of the next face of the league? Is it Tatum? Is it Luka? Is it, you know, are we talking about Shea or Jokic or Ant, Tatum? Like, where are we looking at, and what do you really need to possess to be the face of the league? Will, I'm going to start with you. Tell me what that looks like to you and what the person has to have to assume that position.
I mean, it's about charisma, but it's also about responsibility. When I look at the four players that people keep talking about, there's only one player right now that I'm seeing that shows all of that, but I'm seeing the struggle with the responsibility part, and that's Anthony Edwards. Like, dude is charismatic. Like, he a dog. He's exciting to watch play. Like, you know, when he does interviews, it's always a must-see viral moment. no. The thing about Luka is, like, Luka's cool, but I don't know if I see Luka being the person that, like, wants to do all that. Because when you think of the face of the league, you think about somebody who's going to be doing endorsements. You think about somebody doing all that. Does Tatum want to do that? I'm sure he does. The only thing about the face of the league thing that bothers me is I don't want it to be forced on somebody. Because when you force it on somebody, that's when the issues start, and that's when you get the wrong people trying to put somebody in position. Like, let it happen gradually and, like, in a more generic. They talking about Wembanyama. Like, bro, with all due respect, he barely speaks English yet.
Yeah. We started on that.
Like, what's he going to do? He going to eat? No, that's not going to happen. But I think a great example was, like, Tyrese Halliburton has stepped, that C guy. Halliburton has stepped into it. Like, during the All-Star game, you saw how he represented for it. You know, it's a smaller market, but, man, Holly got it. Like, you got a lot of guys got it. I see, like, Maxie. People love Maxie.
Never been the face of the league. Has
why do we keep putting his comments up there?
He's part of the show.
Studying, bro. We don't need no bad takes for these next no bad takes.
Oh, my gosh. I mean, it is what it is. I think at the end of the day, when you're talking about who has it, who has to possess it, the things that they have to deal with to be the face of the league, I think that comes with a lot. See, tell me, like, how are you feeling about who could step into that role next? Because I think what we've seen is Bron has kind of just assumed that role, right? Came in, he got all the scrutiny. We had the decision. He lost, then he won, then he lost again, and then he went back and forth. Like, yeah, you know what I mean? Like, that made me want to jump in. Appreciate it, dude. Look, just chill. Study for your midterm tomorrow, my boy.
I'm tempted to push some buttons.
Yeah, that's the thing. Like, we look at Bron and everything that he's done, and it's kind of without blemish. Beside the decision, like, there's not much on terms of, like, off the court and on the court that you can talk about that he hasn't represented. So the question now is, who steps into that role? I think you have a great point when you're talking about Anthony Edwards. Like, we don't know if that's everything that he wants to do. I think he enjoys it. But the question is, can you deal with it for the next 5 to 10 years, 10 to 15, you know what I mean? Like, so the question now is not only being the face of the league, but you got to win. You got to be consistent. You got to be relative when it comes
to the real commitment.
You know what I mean? Like, Minnesota, to me, like, we're just now getting there. We knew the talent Anthony had, but now we're like, okay, wait, 40-17, maybe they bought something. But see, talk more about that.
But that's like Rich Paul was saying in the interview. Is it popularity or is it position? Is it the market where they are? Who's going to buy into you? Who are you going to be a partner to the NBA? Are you going to give as much to basketball as basketball is going to give to you?
Yeah,
like, at the end of the day, basketball's first.
Yeah.
And as Will said, are you going to take that responsibility? Like, I feel as though it's a standard on and off the court. And if you look at Bron, he set the standard so high as being a faithful man, doing this for your community, giving back to this people, giving back to the school, giving back to, you know, the scholarships, doing this, setting all these different standards. So it's like, and I'm sorry, Anthony Edwards is great athlete. He does the thing on the basketball court, but off the court, he's boring.
See, I love you.
He did the interview thing, and he's talking about he wears fake jewelry. What?
Oh,
that's just smart.
I understand. That part's not right. I understand the whole part, so you don't get robbed on it. But don't you have security around you?
No, because he's a real dude.
I'm sorry. Like, no. And then you have to do interviews and I don't know. I guess, I mean, the only interview I ever watched by Anthony Edwards that I was dying laughing was when the one he did with Funny Marco.
It was hilarious, bro.
Anthony Edwards is always a viral clip statement. From the stuff that he says. The jewelry thing, that's an honesty thing. That makes him even more relatable as far as I'm concerned, because we know cats be out here perpetrating. Jewelry be out here perpetrating the NBA analyst every day. So, you know,
but what I'm saying is, I mean, that makes it more real to one half of the people. But what about the other half? I mean, was that really real? Is that really what you do? Or was you telling a story? That's what I got out of it. Is that something? Was it really real?
Yeah.
A story?
If we're being honest, Bron was a face of the league, but he was also face of the league at the same time around the time that Kobe was there. cats love Dwayne Wade. So people had a bunch of different people. LeBron has been universally considered the best player in the league, which I don't, whatever. But the fact of the matter is that Brian came into it because he came into it with like high acclaim. So that's what that is. Anthony Edwards, I can see that with Anthony Edwards. I'm trying to understand how we get past Giannis. Because Giannis is on my TV.
Because of what you said in the comments. Being a low-key a-hole. Because you're not the first person to ever say that.
I mean,
yeah. But he's also said he's like in the offseason, he's not buddy-buddy. He's not this and that, which is cool. But this is what I'm saying. It's not – when you're talking about in terms of the NBA right now, that's just not what it is.
I think people have been trying to stuff that whole everybody's friend thing down our throats, because when they come down to it, when they get on the
court – It's not true.
Giannis don't care nothing about that. You just heard the whole Dame Lillard and his five starting five thing. He left Giannis out and put Bam in. So there was a problem with that. You already know. Come on, bro. Don't bring up Brian Wilson. I'm about to throw. Bro, the thing is, I'm speaking the truth. Like, Brian was a face of the league. But when you saw Brian, like, between 2003 and 2010, he was second fiddle in the Nike commercials to Kobe. So he had a chance to grow into it. That's the point that I'm trying to make. Brian had an opportunity to grow into it. He wasn't just thrust in and like, oh, that's it. It was him. There were other people there. But the thing about the media now is they don't want to transition anything out. NBA on ESPN will show 45 minutes worth of LeBron and then 10 minutes of Steph and then be like, oh, here's 5 minutes of other people. Why don't we have other faces in the league? Yeah, because you're not showing nobody else.
So who should step into that, though? Who would even be qualified enough to be able to walk that out?
I do think Tatum is qualified, but the fact that Tatum plays in Boston, nobody likes Boston, that's going to be an issue. I think Anthony Edwards is perfect. I personally think Anthony Edwards is probably going to leave in Minnesota, and he'll probably end up in a big name in the big name area.
The market. You got to be in a place Edwards where the market is.
What is it? Say it again. Where is it at?
The market.
Edwards, one more time.
Stop. If Anthony Edwards played in like Atlanta, if he played in Atlanta, it would go crazy because it's a different vibe. Because 9 times out of 10, your face of the league.
Who goes to Minnesota?
With a big market team. So that's kind of the issue there. Just let them cats grow into it, man. I like Shea, but how many interviews have you seen Shea all of in? Shea want to rap. He want to be Drake.
I ain't going to lie to you. Hey, and we're into the NBA, man. Like, stop letting me sign into your website and seeing Shea with his shirt off and his drawers out. I don't need that. Probably. You ain't seen the picture?
No, what NBA website are you logging into?
It's NBA.com, my boy. And he's at the top of the thing with like a Calvin Klein thing going. I'm like,
can we put that last comment back up?
From MTV. Rick, no, can you not indulge in Rick?
Because this is also what you do. Y'all don't listen. What did I say? What did I say that LeBron did? He had a chance to grow into it because it was Kobe.
For like, sure.
Wayne Wade got that shine. Y'all don't listen, bro. Y'all take what y'all want, and then y'all make viral clips of it, and then we got to fight for our lives on our deal, man. Okay? Don't do that.
NBA dot late. Whatever.
Young fans love it. Young fans love it. Shot does not mean anything. Young fans love it. Okay. But it don't mean he facing the league.
But do you do it by position?
No.
Like, do you do it by popularity?
No, you let it happen naturally. Who the people gravitate to, who ends up getting the
brand. Yeah, but come on. We can't do it by who the people gravitate to because, you know, some of these fans might pick Austin.
That's a Laker problem. That ain't got nothing to do with it. Outside of Los Angeles.
I get what you're trying to do, but I was just trying to be funny. Like, some of these fans are crazy.
Big facts. I won't lie to you. You're
right. Some of these people are crazy.
Well, what Julius just told us in a group text like 5 days ago, LeBron can play until he's 45. So Julius is one of those fans.
I'm at your neck today because I know you're not on. I know you're not on. Come on.
You gotta love it. Look, man, I think this whole thing of the talking audience, bro, means everything.
They ain't got no money.
I agree. So the person to me is, I think Tatum can do it, but he has to win. If he doesn't win, then it means.
But I kind of think that's unfair still.
I think, but he's got to win something. He's been there consistently since he started in the league.
I mean, as far as when, do you mean like an MVP? Do you mean like a championship? Or do you, okay. That's what I was like, what do you want him to win?
Yeah, win the finals.
C is the automatic person that you think about. If Tatum played for anybody but Boston, that would probably be C's favorite player. But he plays for Boston. And that team that you play for is going to determine a lot.
And Boston is not it. I can't stand the Celtics because I just can't. It's not because it's in Boston. It's because Paul Pierce went there, and I can't stand that man.
They don't love you like that. Chasing that farewell tour. Shout out to Draymond, man. Hey, look, we're going to be right back after this commercial break. We're going to have some talk about making moves, major moves this offseason. We've seen a lot of players talk about some craziness, and I'm really trying to figure out what are we going to see this offseason. We're going to talk about it more right after this. We're word from our sponsors.
It's not just about the love of the game. It's about dedication and commitment through the process and the patience to endure. There's joy in reaching your goals and peace in knowing you've done all you're supposed to do. Ozell Brand. It's not just a brand. It's a lifestyle.
Let's go, man. Shout out to the big bro. I think Ozell Brand, what they got going on, man, is absolutely great. The movement they got going on, the purpose behind what they're doing is super dope. So make sure to check them out. Ozell Brand, you can find them anywhere. Google it. It'll pop up. You'll probably see some celebrity talking about go get your cleat, go get your shoe, which I don't know how big bro be doing it, but it just kind of happened. I'm like, all right.
The producer be rocking his Ozell's sneakers looking fly.
There it is, OzellBrand.com. Check them out, man. And this is one of my favorite shows. Hey, look at that. Amen. God bless you. Now, this is the thing we got to talk about. Major moves this offseason.
Why is there a U-Haul truck there?
Yo, you didn't see me looking like, wait, why is there like what? Like, that's what I was looking at when I first came up.
Trade, you got to love it, man. Look, this is the thing. We got to figure out what the rest of this is. Because there's a lot of players who are free agents. The organization or NBA execs are saying they're going to ask for a trade this offseason. Tell me names that pop into your head, teams that pop into your head, and you're looking like, oh, they're gonna make some moves. They're going to do this. And we're going to be surprised by it. I don't want, like, small stuff. I'm like, oh, shoot. Dang. Did they pull the trigger? Or did this dude left his team as a free agent and he went to go sign with this team? You know, like, what does that look like? See, I'm going to start with you. Like –
I hope Trey leaves.
Hope Trey leaves Atlanta. Okay, where are you gonna go?
I don't know. I haven't thought that far yet, but I truly hope, because he's getting ice cold in Atlanta.
Facts. But are we looking at, do you feel like they have to choose one or the other? Like, are we?
Yes,
are we,
because they tried that route and trying to rebuild and all that, and it didn't work. So he got to go.
So is it, so we keep it, Trey? Is that enterprise?
No, get rid of, no. Get rid of Trey.
Get rid of Trey.
Go somewhere else, Trey.
We're keeping D.
Let that whole Atlanta, this is my, no, ATL, got to go.
I mean, but he created it here. I understand that,
but it's not working.
All right, so this is a good one, because we know one of the top free agents in this offseason is that of one Philadelphia 76er who's doing darn well right now.
He's not going nowhere.
I'm just asking. He's a question.
He's not going anywhere.
Or that's locked up, bro. Bro, let me tell you something. If Morey blows that, bro, they going to puncture him like a pig and they going to cook him on South.
Okay.
If he screws that up,
he's not
Mexican. Well, he's just a free agent. There's no player option, team option.
He's a free agent. I don't think he's restricted.
No, I think he's just a free agent.
But we have his bird rights, though. So
But you got Rich Paul back there. They're gonna do something nice.
Rich Paul ain't about to do nothing stupid.
I'm talking about getting him money.
Oh no, I mean he gonna get the bread. Because
26-4-6, like
it's gonna be over six.
We can still keep the relationship
with the Buddy Hield trade. Yeah, they got a good relationship with the Buddy Hield trade. The Sixers have over 60 million. So I'm looking to see my Sixers finally do some star hunting. I personally would like to see Paul George. I'm not sure Paul George is going to leave where he's at.
Yeah.
Donovan
Mitchell, relationship, I promise.
Donovan Mitchell is another person. I personally, and I might be in the minority, I don't really want to see Trey leave Atlanta. Like, Trey Young is Atlanta, bro. Like,
facts.
City loves Trey. Trey loves the city. I think that front office just screwed up. I said before, like,
They definitely did screw up. They absolutely screwed up. But it's like, do you try again?
The Hawks are not just a place where everybody can be like, oh, I want to come be a superstar. So it's not.
You should have got Jalen.
So if you got a superstar there, you got to keep him there. But I think more or less you probably got to find a way to maneuver DeJounte out. So that depends. But I think an interesting domino is going to be Donovan Mitchell. I think Donovan is.
I mentioned this. Yeah.
Depending on what the Cavaliers do, honestly, I think even if the Cavaliers do anything significant,
he's going to leave again?
Yeah, I don't think he wants to be in that market, and he'll get a chance to be a free agent. So I don't think that. I don't know if he goes to the Knicks.
No, Spider. No.
Which would not work out. I don't think that would work out with the Knicks. But I don't want to. My thing is, no disrespect, I don't want to see nobody else go get lost in the shuffle in the Lakers uniform. Like, not until.
I hope he don't do that either. I love Spider, and I hope he don't go to the Lakers or the Knicks.
Not until Palenka gone, bro. Like, y'all not. It's pointless. And then you still got to figure out.
Why are we saying this?
Because
Palenka should have got rid of Donovan Hammond. He didn't do that. He's sitting there looking crazy.
Palenka may possibly handicap the Lakers. Now you gave Anthony Davis, he's gonna be what, 60 million a year? You ain't really got too many trading pieces. You don't want to trade Austin Reeves. You know what I'm saying? Like,
I was looking at that comment. Love Austin.
I said I don't want to see him leave, but we keep it a buck.
We're independent, we don't kiss.
If we keep it a buck, the Hawks front office ain't do what they was supposed to do.
Yeah, I don't know.
Look, did you see Agenda Man? That's Jew's name, Agenda Man.
I don't think it's bad, but I also think I'm looking at it from a point of like, what are we? I don't think that we need to, if Donovan Mitchell decides to put on a Laker jersey, I don't know what that looks like, but
it's not gonna work.
But that's what I'm saying. Why wouldn't it work? He's a scorer who would just eat off what LeBron's creating. Bonafide shooter and scorer. Like, what are we? I want to know why it wouldn't work. Tell me that.
So you think Donovan Mitchell is a person that also needs the ball in his hands? You think Donovan Mitchell in that offense with AD and LeBron is going to be cool being the third option when he's been the first?
I tell you this, I don't think there's anybody else in the league he would take a second or third fiddle to.
Why should he have to? LeBron is 39.
What do you mean? Are you supposed to be my main guy if AD is supposed to be the guy, right?
And Donovan okay, real question to both of y'all. Yeah. Is AD the guy for the Lakers? Like solid. Do y'all trust him to be one man for the Lakers?
Not consistently, no.
That's the issue. And it's nothing against AD, but he's making $60 million, and you haven't built anything around.
Agreed.
To be able to suffice for that, and you.
I just think.
But what do you do after $60 million? Like, one, the contract is absolutely crazy. But what do you do to surround him with players when you got LeBron who's making 39, you got AD who's making 60? Like, you don't really got too much cap room to put pieces around them. If Donovan comes in and Palenka finishes out a contract like that, I mean,
he could play with LeBron? That's another thing. Not everybody can play with LeBron.
They can't. And I think that's something that people don't ever want to talk about. And people say you hating if you do that. No, but
I don't think so. I think you have to be a special player with a special skill set to play next to LeBron, because LeBron's going to have the ball in his hands a lot. The question to me is, how do you figure it out? Kyrie figured it out. Kevin Love, they figured, like, that was my thing. When you talk about D-Wade and Chris Bosh, they figured it out. So
you know why Kyrie figured it out, though?
Why is that?
And there's no disrespect to Bron, because Kyrie didn't care.
That makes sense.
Kyrie was not bowing down to anybody. Kyrie was going to do his own thing. He knew his capabilities. Yeah. In order to be able to play with Bron, like you look at Dwayne Wade, why they were successful. Because Dwayne Wade was willing to do it. He deferred when he felt like that was what was going to be needed. In order to be able to play with LeBron James and you're a star, you have to not be scared to not defer and go get. He said it himself. That's the issue. You can't play the bet.
And Donovan could do that?
I'm not sure Donovan is built to do that, because Donovan's never had to do it.
Yeah.
So it's like, do you sacrifice another year for him to learn to do that? You get what I'm saying?
So give me a player. What do we do? Do you not the caliber to me for Donovan I'm looking at is like with somebody you would want. You don't want less than that, do you?
The Lakers need to build around Anthony Davis. LeBron is going to facilitate and he's going to be LeBron. But when LeBron leaves, and he's already talking about the writing is on the wall, you still got Anthony Davis for 4 to 5 years. When LeBron leaves, you're going to rebuild again. Anthony Davis' knees can't take that.
No, I definitely.
But it doesn't need to be a star. The Lakers don't need to be star hunting. They need to be finding people who are going to be able to be. It's like the Bulls in 96-97. You had Scotty Michael, then Dennis to a lesser extent, and then you had a bunch of role players who knew what to do in their job, and you didn't overpay them. Pelinka is overpaying role players. So what do you think he's going to do?
I think this is a legit question as well. What has Donovan Mitchell done to come in and say, I'm number one, I'm the guy?
Donovan Mitchell is the MVP candidate this year. His team is the number two in the Eastern Conference. Donovan Mitchell has been on a team where he's been number one in the West, but he didn't have a partner in Rudy Gobert who could help them lead. Donovan Mitchell almost single-handedly beat the Denver Nuggets in the playoffs, who, of course, we saw ended up winning the NBA Finals within the next 2 years. Donovan Mitchell is a player, but you got to put him around people who are actually going ball. And Cleveland is no knock on Cleveland. Cleveland is good, but that's a bunch of young players where you don't even know what you're doing. And then you were just talking about trading Jared Allen.
Yeah,
and
you don't know what you're going to get sometimes from Allen.
Makes perfect sense. I think we're going to stay here. We're going to forego, just because we got a few minutes left in the episode, we're going to forego the would you rather. And finish out this making moves. I think the would you rather would be interesting anyway, but let's stay there because I want to make sure we stay on time. Our producer is telling us offline this is what needs to happen, and we got to get better at it. So I got to stay here. We're talking about Tyrese Maxey, talking about Tobias coming off his gigantic contract. What does Tobias do? Give me that. What does Tobias do?
Tobias taking a pay cut. He's going to Detroit.
What'd you say?
Tobias taking the pay cut or he going to Detroit? I love Tobias Harris. I think the Tobias Harris apologist, because I know what Tobias can do. But Tobias,
yes, you have. A
pay cut, or it's going to be so cold in the D. That's
he definitely has to take a pay cut. He definitely has to.
Yeah,
I agree with that. Or he's gonna get out of there.
You know how much money he made this year?
You got Kelly Oubre playing the way that he playing.
Papi Tsunami.
Sorry. Come on, bro.
But your boy Tobias put in 39. He got LeBron money this year, bro.
That's why he gotta
take a pay cut.
We assume this is Tobias. But because of Ben Simmons and his feelings, we let Jimmy Butler go, we let JJ Redick go, and then we overpaid Tobias so that we didn't lose anything. And we have paid for it. So, I don't like Tobias, bro, but
I'm just saying, do you think as a Sixer fan, you think he's willing to take that pay cut?
He ain't got no choice. Or he gonna be talking about it's so cold.
I feel like somebody popped in on video. Like, I don't, that's too funny to me. I'm trying to figure out what's happening. But no. I'm looking at
Don't let him do it, bro. Hey, man, go to that Twitch brother, bro. Close the show, man.
He was focused on his midterm, so it's super dope. But this is the question. So Tobias has to take a pay cut. He's getting LeBron money this year, which is absolutely crazy. But we talk about Pete, Paul George, talk about Pascal Siakam. Like, what does he really like Indiana there? Like, he's a free agent at the in this summer. LeBron James has a player option. Like these are all things we're trying to figure out. Kawhi just got the bag. So I don't know what PG, James Harden is a free agent. You gotta try to keep that team together. Who's taking less money? Paul George, Russell Westbrook, James Harden. We already know
Westbrook gonna take one for the team. We just don't know what the system is gonna do. Let you tell it. The system is amazing. So no.
I think it all depends on if we get playoff P, which playoff P we get, and which James Harden we get.
Keep in mind, Paul George has went on record to talk about how much he would love to play with Joel Embiid.
So who knows? What it depends, and like, you know,
I think I got some cook in there,
and,
man.
And that is always the concern with both of them, and they're both on one team. So we'll see what playoff P we get and what James Harden will get.
Yeah, and then you got DeMar DeRozan gonna be sitting out there somewhere
because they're so scary right now. And the Clippers are so scary. They are so scary, but I can't judge them until the playoffs really start. Like, I really can't judge them until I see them too in the playoffs. It's been so great to actually see Kawhi play an entire season. That has been absolutely amazing. Yeah. But I can't judge that team as a whole until them two play in the playoffs.
Let's do this and then get out of here. Will, who you got in the finals? Who you got winning, bro? Let's get right to it. What's changed? This year, right now, 2024. Who holding the Larry over their head, my boy? The Larry.
Ooh, what? That's hard.
Two teams, one East, one West. Who winning? I know, right?
Right.
Only because I love you. I didn't get to hit y'all with a "Would you rather," so this is why. It's the closest thing I had.
Man, I don't want to say the Celtics, bro, but that's the Celtics looking like they it, man.
They got it.
And I'm not about to be a Julius and say the Sixers when I know right now Joel is hurt, so it's the uncertainty. Y'all not finna revisit this during playoff time. So I'm gonna go Celtics. And I believe in Ty Lue. I'm gonna go Clippers. But I think if the Celtics and Clippers play, I think the Celtics are gonna drug the Clippers.
What? All right, see, go ahead.
I'm going to say the Celtics. Oh, I'm going to say the Nuggets are going to be back in the finals because the way Murray's been balling and Aaron Gordon, I'm seeing a different Aaron Gordon. So I'm going to say out of them two, I'm going to give it a game seven. In the game seven, I'm going to go with the Nuggets.
I'm going to change that. I'm going to go Celtics and Nuggets, but I think the Celtics still end up beating the Nuggets. I think it does go. I think they go seven games.
Well, I think we all collectively agree on the Celtics. Sucks. Western Conference, I'm going to go with.
I feel like you're a Benzino fan when you say the Celtics.
Right.
All I know is in the Western Conference, I hate that I trust Ty Lue.
It's not them. It's not him. I don't trust.
I'm gonna say this, yo. If Embiid come back healthy, Embiid can be 30-10 a game. It's the Sixers, and you can stamp that. You know what I'm saying? But put the info in there when you do it, because I know Rick gonna do the clip. If the Sixers come in. This, if he comes back healthy, it's the Sixers.
I hate injuries, man.
Buddy Hield has been an awesome pickup, and Buddy is giving you 20 a game right now. And
Buddy's solid, bro. Buddy's solid. Pelicans are Celtics, Nicholas.
I'm so mad of injuries because Embiid was wilding. Embiid was wilding, and it sucks because I hate injuries, man.
Big fact.
Boyce had to look up oxymoron and still almost spelled it wrong.
Look, man, y'all know where to check us out. Where the people's at every Monday 8:30 here. Is the 494 here on MTMV Sports. We are so excited for what the NBA has. We're in the second half of the season going towards playoffs. I'm excited about it. Y'all know how to get in contact with us. I am Miles Austin, Sports Talk with C, Mr. Teddy Farrow, and Jew_ChasingDreams. Y'all already know what that means. Checking us out. Follow us on Instagram, Twitter, YouTube, all the good stuff. If you want to support the mission, support the movement, it is Full 94 Podcast with the Cash App symbol at the front. Y'all want to support us financially. We'd love for y'all to do that. Partner with us. I love y'all. This is where NBA lives at, man. Y'all want to talk about it?
Come on. Aunties for $5.
You got to play that thing before he gets to this auntie talk.
I'm going to miss y'all. Love y'all.
2 weeks. What's going on, family? It's your man, Wildress.
And it's your man, the myth, the legend, the voice.
It's Smoke O'Clock. You just watched another great show on MTMV Sports Network.
And for more exciting content just like this, subscribe, like, and share.